This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel is hopeful that a significant number of hostages could be released by Hamas in the coming days. Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Herzog, said that in an interview on ABC's This Week on Sunday. The government of Qatar, which is helping to negotiate the deal, the Qatari prime minister said on Sunday he too is hopeful.
The sticking points, at this stage are more practical, logistical, not really something represent the core of the deal.
It's believed the deal might involve 50 Israeli hostages being held by Hamas in exchange for 50 Palestinians being held by Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At least 9 people died when a concrete wall collapsed in one of the tunnels in a busy avenue in Santo Domingo on Saturday, result of heavy floods and rains caused by the passage of a tropical disturbance that's been battering the west of the Caribbean. At the UN meeting to end plastic, a huge criticism from Greenpeace.
The hard truth is at INC3 here in Nairobi, Kenya, we are not where we need to be. We are talking in circles and pandering to a few countries that are not negotiating in good faith. And all the while, the fossil fuel industry is expanding plastic production at the expense of our climate, biodiversity, and human health.
Graham Forbes with Greenpeace, who says the United States and the European Union need to show greater leadership than they have so far. The polls are open in Argentina as Argentines elect a new president. Argentina has been crushed by crippling inflation. That has taken center stage in the runoff election. This is VOA News. Sugar is needed to make bread, which is a staple for Nigeria's 210 million people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that surging sugar prices, an increase of 55% in 2 months, means fewer bakers and less bread.
Sugar worldwide is trading at the highest prices since 2011, mainly due to lower global supplies. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization is predicting a 2% decline in global sugar production in the 2023-24 season compared with the previous year. Sugar is just the latest hit for developing nations already coping with shortages in key staples. All of it contributes to food insecurity because of the combined effects of the naturally occurring climate phenomenon El Niño, the war in Ukraine, and weaker currencies. Wealthier Western nations can absorb the higher costs, but poorer nations are struggling. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Missouri jury ordered Bayer to pay $1.56 billion to 4 plaintiffs who claimed the company's Roundup weed killer caused injuries, including cancer, a verdict that could intensify investor pressure on the German drugs and agricultural chemicals company. The Cole County, Missouri jury found that Bayer's Monsanto business was liable for claims of negligence, design defects, and failing to warn the plaintiffs of the potential dangers of using Roundup. Valerie Gunther of New York, Jimmy Drager of Missouri, and Daniel Anderson of California each awarded a combined $61.1 million in compensatory damages, $500 million each in punitive damages. Each was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma that they allege was caused by using Roundup on their family property. Pat Cummings said capturing Australia or captaining Australia to the World Cup title glory was the pinnacle in cricket after his side dashed the dreams of tournament hosts India with a 6-wicket win on Sunday. The match was a personal triumph for Cummings, whose decision to field first was vindicated as India, who had won all 10 of their previous matches at the tournament, were held to a modest 240 all out.
The new Miss Universe is
in San Salvador on Saturday. The 72nd Miss Universe contest was held, and the winner is...
Nicaragua!
Sheena Placidas won the competition.